thing.
My role is kind of a basic substitute MC, I think, here today. But I really just came to be with the President, and he will express our appreciation, but our regret that you all didn't get to perform.
Remove Connie now.
Is only superseded by the fact that it has been a spectacular day, a historic day, and I think a wonderful day in every way. But we are grateful to each and every one of you for participating, for being with us, and for really representing what this inauguration of One Country Together is all about. It transcends politics, it transcends party, and indeed it represents, with the representation from all over this country, the unity of the United States. We're grateful to each and every one of you. I, being a little bit of a chauvinistic Texan, would like to thank the Lee High School band. So would the Lee High School band like to be recognized. But we are very pleased, and I don't know how many of you got to see any of the ceremony at the Capitol, but as I say, transcending politics is this feeling.
Well, Vice President George Bush talking to the members of the band. We'll be back to hear what President Reagan has to say to them as they're assembled at the Capitol Center in just a moment. But we go now to the Capitol Center. This is Mrs. Reagan talking to the members of the bands, which could not march in today's parade because, after all, it was canceled.
It happens to be my husband. It happens to be the President of the United States.
From Mrs. Reagan to the President, she knows him well.
Thank you. is the band from my home, or the town where I was born. And with that band was going to be the pom-pom girls from the high school kitchen of the bar where I graduated. I have a little knowledge and understanding of some of your problems. I was the drum major of the Dixon YMCA Boys Band. I had a brief career because we were asked to head up the parade in a nearby town on Decoration Day. And I know that everyone was briefed about the parade course and everything, but I had also been told that a fellow on a white horse was going to be out in front, and I figured I'd just follow the man on a white horse. I was going down the street making with the baton, and pretty soon I thought the music was beginning to sound a little faint. I looked over my shoulder. Everybody turned the corner. I was going down the wrong street.
Understand that we only need
like the cancellation of the parade, is still very worthwhile and important. Because all of us together have been participants in the great miracle of modern history, a simple, peaceful continuation of power, ratifying the sovereignty of we the people. There has never been a transfer of power by bayonet in America, and God willing, there never will be. Thomas Jefferson once said, "How little do my countrymen know what precious blessings they are in possession of, and which no other people on earth enjoy." But today we can rejoice that more and more people on earth are moving toward democracy. And we can rejoice that America, a nation still young compared to so many others, is the oldest, most successful republic on earth. In 2 years, we will celebrate together the 200th anniversary of our Constitution. And what a day that will be for parades, not only in Washington, D.C., but all across our land. So, while we could not go through with today's festivities, we can celebrate in our hearts the continuation of this wonderful experiment in individual liberty and self-government. And we can give thanks that we remain today, as Abraham Lincoln said over 100 years ago, the last best hope of man on earth. God bless you all. Thank you all again. Have a safe journey.
President and Vice President Bush, President Reagan, Vice President Bush, I'm here with Thomas Jefferson of Brooklyn, who's the president's pollster, and that is one of the strongest constituencies, the young people of America. And I am